This is Lainey Wilson. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Here we are with Lainey Wilson.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, this is not your first time to the UK. You've been here a couple of times now, haven't you?
Yeah. So in the past year, I have been here three different times. This is my third time.
My goodness, and not an official single release yet either.
No, not. It's been wild. I mean, they just keep asking us to come back, so we keep coming. I'm like, long as y'all keep wanting us, we'll keep coming on.
Well, let's tell all the listeners about you. So where do you come from? Yeah. You're living in Nashville now, I know, but where have you come from?
Yeah, so I've been in Nashville for about 9 years, but I'm originally from a tiny town in northeast Louisiana called Baskin of about 300 people. So when I moved to Nashville, it was a little bit of a culture shock. So you can imagine how London feels, you know. But, yeah, so I've, like I said, I've been in Nashville for a long time trying to do this thing, and finally got the opportunity to come over here and play music for y'all, and getting to just go around the world and play music, country music for people was pretty wild. Never in a million years did I think country music would bring me all the way over here.
I mean, you must feel really blessed that you were able to get to come here without any sort of major record deal or any record thing going on.
Yeah, it's wild. So I did just sign a record deal with a company called Broken Bow Records, and we're getting ready to put out our first batch of music underneath the label, so I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, it's been one of those things where, to be honest with you, I think I might have more fans over here than I do at home.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. Like, the first time, because I think there's, you know, a need for country music over here, and I think they see your name on a flyer and they look you up and they go find your songs and they learn every word, and it is pretty special.
That's good. Well, we're pleased to have you back again.
Just got back from Germany today, and we're doing a few shows with Josh Turner this week, but that's all acoustic, but the Long Road Festival, I'll be there with my band. So.
Wonderful stuff. So, how did you get into country music? Obviously being from Louisiana.
Yeah, honestly, it was, country music was more than just a genre of music for us. It was honestly a way of life. I'm from a very rural, blue-collar community where it's nothing but farmers. My daddy's a farmer. My mom is a teacher. And it was one of those things where it kind of tracked me down and chose me, to be honest with you. I mean, I wrote my first song when I was 9 and picked up a guitar at 11 and hadn't put it down since.
So when did you start first performing?
I first sang at my kindergarten graduation.
Kindergarten graduation? I've never heard of that before.
Yep, at my kindergarten graduation, I was dressed up like a butterfly, and I sang Butterfly Kisses. And it's just been one of those things where I've always kind of had like a weird sense of peace about knowing that I was going to figure out how to do this one way or another, and here I am in London playing country music.
Did anyone take movies at that time? Because they could come back and bite you.
Yeah, there's no telling where they're at. I know there's probably some film laying around somewhere, but I need to try to find it.
So when was the decision to move to Nashville? What triggered that off?
So during high school, for my high school job, I impersonated Hannah Montana. And that was my job. I would do like 3 or 4 birthday parties a weekend and would do fairs and festivals and just all kind of stuff. And then I graduated high school and I was not Hannah Montana anymore, but I started playing with a cover band in Northeast Louisiana, Arkansas, and Mississippi. And at that point, I still knew that I wanted to be in Nashville. I was just trying to figure out a way, you know, how to get there. So I was in college. I, at that point, decided I was going to start taking online classes, and I bought a camper trailer, a Flagstaff bumper pull camper trailer, and I hauled it to Nashville about 8 hours from home, and I lived in it for 3 years. It was kind of like my parents, you know, way of seeing if I was going to stay in Nashville or not. Like, they helped me buy my camper, and they were like, we're going to see if this is something you really want to do, and, you know, see if this is something that you're willing to fight for.
So they stood at the end of the street and waved you goodbye.
They said, bye. Get on out of here. We'll see you later.
So was that a lonely time for you at the beginning?
Oh, my goodness. It was very lonely. I didn't have a lot of friends. I knew one person in town. He was originally from my hometown, too. And he was kind of my mentor growing up. Every time he would come home from Nashville, he would stop by my house, even when I was just a little girl, and listen to the songs that I had been writing and tell me what to fix and what to do, what not to do. So he was the only person I knew when I made the official move to Nashville. So, and if you're not 21, you can't get into the, you know, places where songwriters hang out. So I just was alone, you know? So it was a very hard time, but I've also just deep down knew that it was going to be worth it. So
you obviously did, you know, jobs and stuff to keep yourself alive.
Yes. So thankfully, the guy I was just telling you about, he let me live in his studio parking lot for free for 3 years. just bumming water and Wi-Fi and electricity. And I was going to college online, but I was still traveling back and forth to Louisiana playing shows, because that's how I've always made my money, just playing shows and making ends meet, you know. So, but then I decided to sell my camper, but I was like, I'm going to stay in Nashville. I'm going to figure it out one way or another. And I started going on the road with a guy named Frank Foster. He is originally from Louisiana too, but he kind of took me under his wing and kind of helped me accumulate some of his fan base. So we did that for a couple years, and I kind of learned what it was like to be on the road, you know, like how hard it was going to be. And but I still, at that point, I felt like I still didn't really have Nashville on my side. I didn't feel like I knew enough people on Music Row. I felt like, you know, I still didn't have my foot in the door the way that I needed to. So I kind of switched gears, and I got put into this program in Nashville, a company called ASCAP, where they pick 10 writers for the year, and they set them up with 12 different publishers on Music Row. So that was a way that I kind of got my foot in the door and started meeting people and making and building relationships. And then after that, you know, I feel like it's almost like nothing happened for a really, really, really long time. And then all of a sudden, you know, opportunities started coming my way. This is Lainey Wilson. You're listening to Lee Williams.
For a little charm and alcohol, thought I'd be stronger than that drink. But the words that he was whispering, I couldn't stop from listening. Next thing I knew, I was gone. And waking up with a dry
looking back on it now, like maybe then I wished, you know, I wish it happened overnight or whatever. But looking back on it now, I'm like, I'm very thankful that it didn't, because it's just been molding me into, you know, the artist and person I am today. And I really wouldn't trade it for the world. So, but since I was in the GPS program, I've signed a publishing deal with Sony ATV. And about 6 months after that, I signed a record deal with Broken Bow Records. And this is my third time over here in London. And it's been a wild year.
Has anybody recorded your songs?
So there's a guy named Luke Combs. Yes. So he was one of my first friends in town. And he used to actually come over to my camper. And, you know, he saw that part of my life. But we'd write songs together, and we wrote a song together called Share If You Want To, and it was on his first EP before he put out his full-length record. But he still plays it at every single one of his shows, and it's a crowd favorite, and I'm singing background vocals on it, so it's a cool little thing to be a part of. So
brilliant. Lainey, it's been so nice talking to you. Can't wait to get your new music.
Thank you so much.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you so much. This is Lainey Wilson. You're listening to Lee Williams.
Guess I had my paying for shit kind of lipstick on last night. Cause you walked on up with the hey, what's up, in a real good time. You bought the bottles and I kept on pouring, but I was gone by the morning. We had that top shelf all hell drunk. Easy to forget when it just goes down smooth.